the latest album from Queen. It's a live double, including stage performances of songs like Bohemian Rhapsody. And it's their first live album. And drummer Roger Taylor has been telling Richard Skinner about it.
We recorded the live album, actually, in Europe. We did a very long tour of Europe earlier this year. And we just recorded every night. We took along a mobile track. And at the end, we listened to cassettes of every night and went to Switzerland and mixed it. I think one of the things we tried to do with the live album, we did try to make it a genuine live album with a concert atmosphere. And I don't think there's really any other way of doing it.
There's plenty of audience involved there, isn't
yeah,
there?
There's yeah, there's tons of audience on it because it's real.
I must admit, listening to it, it does sound like a live LP. It has the drawbacks of a live LP,
yeah,
but it does have the excitement there.
Yeah, I mean, no live album is going to be as high fidelity as a studio album. I mean, there's just no way. So why try and get halfway there? You might as well try and keep in that excitement.
When it comes to putting the stage act together, how do you decide which tracks you're going to use on the stage? Because so many of your tracks, like Bohemian Rhapsody, are so sophisticated and, in a sense, stuck in a studio, it must be very difficult to reproduce them on stage.
Yeah, well, we have no trouble with the major part of the song, but the middle section, that sort of,
I know
the one everybody takes off, it's we actually leave the stage there and just play a tape, just really to give some continuity. And then we all just come on again for the big bang section at the end.
Beyond that one particular section, do you find it difficult reproducing tracks live?
Sometimes, yeah. I remember Somebody to Love. That was a really, really hard one. We had a lot of problems doing that at first. But now it seems to... They seem to take on a different sort of life. And you have to cut certain corners because you can't do a seven-part harmony with, like, three or four people. So we usually cut down to sort of three or four-part harmonies and try and make them as effective as we can.
I admit that you can't say an awful lot now, but if you look in general terms at the music you're making today, is it getting simpler or what?
Yes, it's getting simpler in format, I think, because we used to go for really complex structures, but more subtle in other ways, I think. We're much more spontaneous these days, and I think we're just letting things come out and really mastering the ability to let things come out more naturally seems to work better.
In the future, do you intend to continue creating in the studio and then going live, or would you like to maybe do it the more conventional way and go out and get music together on stage and then record it?
Interesting, but in our position it's very difficult because people come to our shows, I think, wanting to hear things they know or partially know or etc. And so what we try and do is we basically play the songs we're best known for and extrapolate around them and try and give them some extra dimension on stage. I think that would be a very hard way to work. At the moment, we're in Munich and we're working on just some new songs just to see what we can come out with.
Is this the beginning of a new LP?
No, it's not actually. It probably will turn out to be part of an album as the songs do seem to be coming, but we're literally sort of creating them there, which is very different for us because we've always been very... We've gone into the studio with the basic material there. All sorts of surprising things coming out, actually.
Is it actually changing the sound of Queen?
Oh, yeah, some of them are... A couple of them are totally, totally different. But I don't think any of this will be released for a while because of this, the live album. But I'm very enthused about it.
Thinking of the future, then, for Queen, you've got such success behind you. It must be difficult to think of new goals to conquer. What would you like to say your ambitions are now?
Just to keep on being interested and to keep on being excited by it is the main thing. Because the money isn't really such a goal. So it's great to see an album go in the charts every time. It's a great thrill every time. You never lose that thrill. I don't think anybody could lose that. You know, to know that people do actually want it. So you're not sort of spending all that time, you know, sort of... you're not wasting it in your own... just to your own ends, really.